Good afternoon. Good day for it, Daniel.
Oh, absolutely. All right, mate, let's get straight into it. Last week, lots of results. How did Kangaroo Flat go? Because I remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about lots and lots of Kangaroo Flat. How did we go?
Well, Div 1 didn't get on because they were going to play on the Sunday and that got washed out, so that's on today. But in Div 2, Kangaroo Flat won. They beat Strathfield Say by one shot. So that was a great game. Div 3, Morong defeated Bendigo East comfortably. Div 4, North Bendigo were the premiers, defeating Kangaroo Flat by 9. In Div 5, White Hills had a very good win over Calaville. Div 6, Morong defeated Bendigo. So Morong have had a good day here, the two premierships. Strathfield Say, although they lost Div 2, they did win Div 7, beating Bendigo VRI by 10. And Div 9, Golden Square got the flag, defeating North Bendigo by 5. And as I said earlier, Div 1 was meant to play on the Sunday, but rain. So,
yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what last week's results mean for next season, because there's promotion and relegation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a big deal. So Golden Square get promoted from Div 9 to Div 8, which means Harcourt get relegated from Div 8 to Div 9. Strathfield Say get promoted from Div 8 to Div 7, which means Woodbury gets relegated from Div 7 to Div 8. Strathfield Say get promoted from Div 7 to Div 6, and Bendigo East get relegated down to Div 7. Morong get promoted to Div 5 from 6, and Harcourt go down to Div 6 from 5. White Hills earn a promotion into Div 4, while Eagle Hawk are the team that drops out of Div 4. Into 5. North Bendigo moves up to Div 3 and Woodbury drops down to Div 4. So not a great result for Woodbury, having two teams go down.
Yeah.
Morong back in Div 2. They were there for quite a few seasons and got very close to winning the premiership and then dropped out. So good to see them back up in Div 2. South Bendigo relegated from Div 2 down to Div 3. And things can change quickly because just a couple of years ago they were in the grand final. So.
Wow.
Things can change very quickly. And probably the biggest result is that Kangaroo Flat won Div 2, which meant that Inglewood stayed up in Div 1. So that Inglewood was the only bottom team that didn't get relegated.
So as an Inglewood player, you must be a little bit happy.
Yeah, a little bit happy. You didn't wish ill against Strathfield Say, but I was obviously hoping that Kangaroo Flat would win and we'd stay up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happened. And for it to happen by one shot was very unlucky for Strathfield Say, but because Kangaroo Flat have a Div 1 side already, you can't have two sides in a division, so they stay up. So yeah, Inglewood very lucky to stay up, but up they stayed.
And of course, the Division 1 game. How do you see that going? Go on, put a bet on. Not that you bet.
No,
not that we're allowed to.
No, I don't bet on sport. Kangaroo, they've played three times this season. Kangaroo Flat have won two,
yeah,
and the other was a draw. I've always fancied that South Bendigo are the better side, and they've generally had the wood over Kangaroo Flat over the years, but not this year. Sly Green will be interesting. We've had a lot of rain. Bendigo East will be interesting to see what the green's running like. Kangaroo Flat's home green tends to be slower than South Bendigo, so I think a slow green actually helps Kangaroo Flat. I still think South, but I think it'll be a really good game.
As long as it's a good game at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, you're going to have the premiers and the runners up, but as long as it's a good game. I mean, you mentioned there in that Division 2 game, I think it was one shot. I mean, that's as close as you can get.
I'd expect it to be a single-figure margin. It's just how the cards drawn, which skips draw who, and simply it's just about who plays best on the day.
Yep.
I think South Bendigo are slightly stronger, but Kangaroo Flat have been the best side all year. So who knows? I certainly don't know, but I'm really looking forward to watching it. It'll be a really good day and a really good way to end the season, which at the start of the season, I'll be honest, I didn't think we'd get much of a season in the way COVID was looking, but to only lose 1 week to a lockdown and still get away and be able to have crowds there tomorrow, today I've got a free day Sunday tomorrow, no bowls. I'm excited about that. Can't wait to go around to some markets. Anyway, back to the bowls. Today's going to be exciting, Daniel.
Looking forward to it. Hey, Adam, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. And I was going to say we'd talk next week, but there's not really much happening, so we might put it on ice for a little while.
I'll see what I can come up with, but as soon as I've got something, I'll be back here.
I'm sure you will. Adam Mellerton joining us, talking all things bowls on the Sideline View at his Gold Central Victoria.